Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning life coach and mentor, 2 times best-selling author, law of attraction YouTuber, speaker, and badass entrepreneur. My mission is to awaken and inspire women to turn their dream life into an abundant reality and to help them create their positively wealthy life full of abundance, happiness, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hey, gorgeous souls, and welcome back to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so excited for you all to be here today. And if you're new to the podcast, then welcome. Hello. You're going to get so much goodness from this podcast here. And a topic which I really feel passionate about sharing today is all about why slowing down creates abundance. And this is such a powerful, powerful topic and theme to speak of. It's a whole chapter in my new book, Hurt, Healing, Healed, that comes out in October. It is echoed throughout my brand new course, which I'll be sharing with you in a second. And I just thought, you know what? I want to bring this discussion to the podcast because I've kind of dipped my toes in with talking about simplicity and minimalism with abundance before. And, you know, I kind of echoed those themes, but actually I really want to dive really deep into why slowing down is the secret to a lot of things in our life, including abundance, including healing, including so many different things. So today I want to share that with you because I just think it's such a great conversation to have and might spark some inquiry and some great realizations within you today, which is going to help you feel so much better and manifest so much abundance into your life. So first of all, as I said, this kind of weaves into my brand new course. So I'm really, 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 really excited to finally be sharing this with you after many years of you pestering me and pestering with love, you know, and saying, come on, Emma, we really want this. And obviously, you guys know I've had courses for the last few years. I've had the membership, the manifestation membership, but all of my courses, apart from Inner Child Joy, because obviously that is spirituality focused, but that is more inner child and healing focused, not manifestation focused. And my courses are all business related in terms of coaching and being an author. So for years, I've wanted to create a spiritual law of attraction course. And last year, I was so close to launching and so close to bringing, you know, an academy to you. And the last minute, I decided that that was not in alignment. The universe also decided that was not in alignment. And I really feel, looking back, that actually this is the perfect time to release this now, because I have cultivated my ideas for years of what I want to put into this. And I really feel in today's environment, in today's energy and where we're at and what we're wanting, like this is so perfect and exactly what is needed. So I am so happy that this has come together in the way it has, because you guys are going to absolutely love it. And it really feels right. It really feels so aligned. And I wouldn't have had that if I had have launched this last year. And obviously last year was busy with book writing and all those other things. So this year it feels really expansive because it's so aligned in the content now. It's aligned in the layout of the course and duration of the course. Like everything was like a hell freaking yes. And the universe has been like green light, green light, green light. So I've trusted that. And this is a big part of that course as well, that trust process. So I am so thrilled and excited to be bringing to you, finally, after years of you asking, I have delivered my first ever and signature Law of Attraction Manifestation course. So this is the only Law of Attraction course I will be doing. It is my signature course. And I'm so excited to be launching the first intake of this on the 6th of June, which means enrollment is open now. So Attract Alignment Abundance, ooh, love the name, is my 21-day mini course designed to help you unlock abundance, attract alignment, and manifest your wildest dreams. It is an in-depth manifestation course designed to create huge shifts quickly in your life. It clears blocks and resistance, it aligns you with abundance, and attracts your dream reality in only 21 days. And creating the 21 days was so much fun, can I just say, because it really allowed me to put all my pro manifesting tools, advice, life experience, client experience, everything from the last 6 years of my manifestation career into this amazing 21-day mini course. So I've made it a mini course because I want it to be really digestible and accessible. I really didn't feel that this needed to be an in-depth 6-week, 12-week course. I really wanted to make fun challenges and activities for those 21 days. So each day, a new theme and topic will drop, and you have a 10 to 15 minute training video from me on that topic. You'll have a challenge and task for the day and an affirmation for the day as well. You also have an over 60 page in-depth PDF workbook that comes along with the course and 3 deeply powerful and transformative meditations that also accompany each week. So week 1 is Attract, week 2 is Alignment, and week 3 is Abundance. And we focus on each theme in so much depth. And I really walk you through exactly what goes into that energy and how we really learn to attract from an aligned space. So manifest our desires from that aligned space. How do we come into true alignment with ourselves? And how do we then attract our dreams that we really, really want? So if you have been trying the Law of Attraction and you know that you're hitting blocks and you know there must be some resistance or limiting beliefs and fears underneath, this is the course for you. If you are feeling out of alignment and you want to come into alignment with yourself and experience joy and fun and alignment in your life, this is the course for you. And it really is a fantastic structure. And you can do the course at your own pace. You don't have to do it in the 21 days. It doesn't disappear. You have lifetime access to it. And you can also do it in the next intake as well. So when we launch it again, you can come and join us and do it with us again. You have lifetime access to the platform. It's a beautiful community where it's basically a positive social media network in itself. So you can DM me, you can DM the other queens, and it's a beautiful, beautiful space to create so much joy and magic and abundance over those 21 days. There's also £809 worth of bonuses that come with this course as all part of your tuition. And this course is one of my most accessible price points as well. So this is a fantastic opportunity if you are like, I want to come into alignment with myself, I want to manifest abundance, and I really want to attract from that aligned space and create joy in my life again. So if this sounds like a hell yes to you, I will pop all the details in the description below. We start on the 6th of June, so you've got a couple of weeks to come and join me and make use of the early bird discount as well while you can. So I am so pumped, so excited to be doing this. Creating all of this content has just been so much fun. Whether it's the 21 videos that you get, the meditations, the workbook, all the added extras and bonuses that you get in this course, the value is over £2,300. All for £99. Yes, all of that is £99. That is it. And you get everything over those 21 days and forevermore because you get lifetime access. It has been such a joy and honor to create this for you. And I cannot wait to start on the 6th of June with you all. Okay, anyway, exciting announcements aside, hopefully you're still here. Let's talk about how slowing down creates abundance. And this is something I really saw actually from people in my life a few years ago. I would see when they were working like 9-to-5 jobs, when they would go on holiday or when they would actually stop, they would be so ill. And I remember them saying, like, every time I go on holiday, I'm really ill. And I thought, why does that happen? Like, that's a bit strange. And as I went along my own healing journey, as I went along my own balancing journey with work-life balance and having healthy workflow, I started to realize that as well, of like, when you slow down, you do feel more tired, or I do feel more fatigued. I do really have to take that time to rest because that is what my body needs. And the reason why this happens is because our adrenals, if you are in an extremely stressful situation like work, or you're constantly having to be on the go, you're constantly having to be switched on, your body is in that wired active state, which stresses your adrenals, it stresses your nervous system. So it means you're literally, like, I guess, like electricity, like plugged in the whole time. And then when you unplug and slow down and then have time to relax, that's where a lot of people can start to feel triggered. That's where a lot of people can start to feel really ill, because their body is literally purging, because it's like the body is then able to go and exhale. And then obviously things come up to surface emotionally and mentally. And the physical body will purge as well sometimes, whether it's through illness, whether it's through fatigue and tiredness and needing to rest a lot. And I've definitely noticed throughout different seasons of my life where I've maybe gone more inwards and focused on inner work, that my body will have those times where it feels like I can't do anything some days. And then when I'm in those seasons of thriving, it's like I can do tons. So our energy will fluctuate. Our energy will, you know, obviously ebb and flow in that cyclical nature, of course. But I just found that really fascinating of what happens when we slow down. And my publisher, Watkins, said to me when they read one of the early drafts of Hurt, Healing, Healed, they said, why is slowing down a chapter? Like, you know, shouldn't this come a bit later on? Like, because it was in the hurt stage, the first section. And, you know, they were like, we're not really sure why slowing down. You know, and I hadn't finished writing the chapter, to be fair. So obviously, if I had finished writing the chapter, that would have explained a lot. But it was really interesting because I thought people don't know about this enough, because slowing down was the only way I was able to go along my healing journey of healing work-life balance, of creating divine balance in my life. Slowing down was the only way that I was able to then address the things that came up to the surface, like limiting beliefs, fears, trauma, blocks. And when we're constantly on the go, when we're just like pushing through and autopiloting almost through our daily lives and work and career and goals and ambitions, where on earth is there time or space to process, first and foremost? So we need that energy. We need that time to slow down, to process, and our bodies need it massively as well. So this is why booking regular time off is important. And this is a reminder to everybody listening, take your annual leave, book your holidays, you know, make sure you're booking regular time off. And we so need this, because we need it for our bodies to reset and realign and just, you know, ground back in, have some calmness. But if this is happening to you, it's also a reminder, like a great focus and reminder to say, well, what are you doing that is causing that stress on your body? Is it that there is unhealthy work boundaries? Is it because your work is extremely stressful, and is that actually serving you? When we slow down, it almost highlights everything that was maybe not quite in alignment before. So that might be health choices. Maybe when you slow down, you do start to get ill, because when you're busy and you're working, maybe you're not making the most nutritious or healthy meals, for example. Maybe it is you start to feel triggered, because when we slow down and we're in our own company and we're with our own thoughts, some people can find this really, really difficult, because then they start to think about things and they start to process things and they start to, you know, the things start to come to the surface, the intrusive thoughts, the inner child, the inner critic, the ego, the limiting beliefs and fears, whatever. And then it's almost like, whoa, like I've been working so hard. I've been putting all my energy into this. What the hell is happening? Why is all of this coming up? So if you know that balance needs to happen, or if you know that you want to dive into the inner work, then slowing down is the only way you're able to do that. Because by slowing down, we're able to catch back up with ourselves. Our energy, our body is able to take a deep breath and just go, oh, thank God. Oh, vacation mode. Yes. So it's so incredibly healthy to do that regularly, to slow down, to rest, to be still, just to even just balance our adrenals and our nervous system. Like, it's such a great tip for people who suffer from anxiety. And, you know, it's such an important thing that we should do. So why did I make this a whole chapter in the book? Well, as I've explained a little bit, slowing down has to happen. And we live in such a fast-paced world where everything's so like available, next day or same day delivery, like everything's instantly available, go, go, go. You've got to be hustling, you've got to be moving, you've got to be achieving those goals. Are you not there yet? Why are you not there yet? Come on, motivate yourself, get there. Comparison, all these different noises. And all these different noises add to our subconscious thoughts, add to our inner child, add to our inner critic and ego of where we think we should be or what we think we should do or people pleasing or whatever, whatever it is. And all of these things then result in us constantly pushing, constantly striving, constantly on the go, constantly doing things, constantly trying to please other people, constantly doing things to keep ourselves busy, to not think about the thoughts we don't really want to think about. I don't want to process that, Emma, so I'm going to keep myself busy and focused. I was this person. I threw myself so deeply into my work a few years ago, hence why the imbalance happened of work life, you know, boundaries and hours and workload, because I didn't want to dive into the reasons why my personal life didn't feel so abundant and didn't feel so good. But I had no option. My body literally stopped me in its tracks. I literally got to a point where I physically couldn't work. And it was so strange because I went to the doctors and obviously I had my hormone imbalance, which was being investigated at that time. And I just got to a point in December last year where I couldn't work. I literally couldn't work. I had to sit in bed and sleep and rest. And that was all that I could do, nothing else. And it was horrible because for the first time in my life, my body wouldn't allow me to push through. My body wouldn't allow me to override its natural limits and bypass that to cope or...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
To continue pushing. So when you're in that stage, you know, you have no choice. And I had no choice but to do the very inner work that was coming up to address all of that and to address my health as well. So creating that balance only happened by slowing down, because by slowing down, I was able to gain perspective. I was able to gain perspective of what was important to me and what wasn't working, what was in alignment and what wasn't, what was I tolerating and what shouldn't I be tolerating. So that period of my life was so transformative because by slowing down, I was able to identify exactly where the work needed to be done. I identified exactly where my life was not feeling good. And we can only do that by slowing down, because we have to create the space. We have to create the space for that healing container. We have to create the space for that pivot or realignment, whatever it is we want to call it. So we have to slow down to gain perspective. We have to slow down to be able to take a breath and observe everything and process everything and be like, okay, what's not serving me here? Why do I feel unhappy? Why do I feel uncomfortable in my own presence? Why do I feel uncomfortable spending so much time alone with my thoughts in quietness, for example? So I think it's really interesting how slowing down is the answer to so many beautiful things, and how this ties into abundance, most importantly, is because, and I really found this year, particularly end of last year, this year, over the last 12 months, really, of slowing down around launches. So when I'm launching a course, when I'm launching, I don't know, a product, whatever, normally those times are quite stressful because, or not really stressful, I wouldn't call it that. I love what I do, but you know, like I have to do a lot. So like I have to, you know, I have a team, I have support, but obviously I still have to create the content. There's still a lot of things on my shoulders, whether it's doing the challenge or the webinar, whatever, to support that launch, whether it's content creation, whether it's, there's so many different things that come into the launch process of anything. And for the last couple of years, it's been quite a full-on period when I'm doing that, because there's lots going on in the business anyway. I've got like my clients to support, all the things that I do week in, week out. And then you've got added pressure of then launching something. And it never really felt expansive. It felt just like busy. And I think that felt very tiring in itself sometimes. By the end of a launch, I'm then like, whew. And then I'd have to do the blooming course for 6 weeks or whatever it was. So it wasn't a vibe. And I really thought, okay, this needs to feel a lot better in 2022. So end of last year, moving into this year, what I ended up doing, which I've spoken about before, is creating this space, but then also slowing down. So over launch periods now, I don't busy myself. I have my daily stuff to do, of course, but I make sure I have enough time to create everything. I make sure that I'm not launching too much at one time. I only have specific periods a year that I launch stuff, and that's it. No other periods. And also, you know, I make sure, and ironically, this is kind of like almost like unintentionally happened, but over the last two big launches of courses this year, ironically, during the launch periods, I've had holidays booked because I'm like, well, I better get that in before the course starts. And what I've noticed by being on those holidays while those launches happen is I relax so much, and I'm there like having a whale of a time with my loved ones, with Luna, you know, enjoying myself, not online, not working, just like enjoying myself, having so much fun. And then I come to my phone and I see like, oh, wow, okay, today's been really good. We've had loads of signups, like this is incredible. And I thought, there's something in this. So again, I witnessed this over a few times, over a few launches, and I thought, this is something here. And again, I want to give this example because it reminds me of how slowing down does attract abundance. Because instead of pushing, instead of going 90% of the way, instead of having such a, almost like a restrictive space where you've got so much going on that it's like chaotic, that's not really an expansive energy. That's not really an energy of growth, of expansion, of abundance. That's more like, it feels more constrictive. Whereas when I now look at the energy of my launches now, it feels joyful. Oh my God, it feels so much more fun. It feels way more aligned because I'm launching those products that I've always wanted to do that I feel in so much alignment here and now in 2022. I'm relaxed, I'm taking time, you know, with my loved ones. So the energy feels so different and so expansive and joyful just because I've made those simple shifts. So really, a launch period for me now is actually about slowing down. It's not about speeding up and going all guns blazing. It's actually like, well, how can I relax into receiving? How can I actually relax into the space where I know that my, you know, strategies and marketing work because, you know, you guys are awesome. And again, like I don't really do anything particularly like guerrilla-ish marketing wise or, you know, forceful. It's very much like, here it is, here's what I do. And, you know, like I did the challenge for example, with Attract Alignment Abundance. So there's lots of, you know, free amazing content that everyone can enjoy with those launches. So it's always like a really fun experience for me. And I feel like now it feels even more fun because it feels so much more in alignment. I'm able to give my energy to each thing fully. And it just feels so better, so expansive, so much more abundant. And I don't just mean that in a financial way. I mean that in an abundance of joy, an abundance of happiness, an abundance of being able to connect with so many of you and seeing so much like joy and happiness and magic be created in these things. So it feels like a whole different octave. And that has been from slowing down. That has not been by speeding up or trying different marketing techniques or anything like that. It's literally by slowing down. And when we slow down, we're able to just really become present and enjoy so much here and now, so much joy that is available to us each and every day. So really the answer to a lot of things in life is slowing down to be able to gain perspective, to be able to realign and readjust and reevaluate and look at what's not serving you and what you can shift and make positive change with to align and to feel good. And ironically, this is a lot of what the course is about, in terms of, you know, being able to slow down and to be able to give your body, your mind, your emotional and spiritual body a rest, and to be able to say, right, let's just pivot for a second. Let's just look at everything. How are you feeling, babe? Are you feeling stressed? Do we need to work with that? Are you feeling calm? Are you receiving, or do you feel that you're restrictive at the moment and you need to open up to that receiving? So really, I think for me, it's been a lesson of receiving, and it's been a lesson of knowing that pushing and forcing and speeding up isn't actually the answer. Especially for someone like myself, who's very much sat in their masculine energy more than their divine feminine energy naturally. So for me, I have no problem with speeding up. I have no problem with working hard. I have no problem with doing all of that. So for me personally, it's been a real unlearning and unraveling process of learning to slow down to receive, learning to slow down to open up and feel that expansion, allowing myself to slow down and be met halfway by the universe. Because remember, this is a co-creation process. You go 50% of the way, the universe meets you 50% of the way. So when we're constantly in that push, that drive, that wired, active state, we are forcing. It's almost like we're going against the rhythm. And that's not to say that we do need motivation. We do need stamina for things in life. And, you know, we have to turn up to work and things like that. Some of those things are unavoidable. But it's all about how we choose to show up to those things, how we choose to spend our downtime, how we choose to spend our time off. And it's realizing that, how can you create more of that balance, and how can you create more of that flow, even when you are working, even when you are, you know, dealing with a hectic workload? How can you calm your nervous system regularly, whether that's breath work, whether that's putting your hands on your body and, you know, just regulating yourself, taking some mindful moments throughout the day to just, yeah, just to breathe, just to relax, whether it's doing some EFT or tapping, for example, just again, to just ground and just chill and take some time off, you know. So really, it's a case of regulating yourself often, having the awareness of when you're feeling wired, stressed, overwhelmed, overworked, to slow down. And I always find as well, which is really funny, is when I have really busy weeks where I'm like, oh my God, there is so much to do. How am I going to do this? Like, abundance definitely does flow still, of course. But then like, I'll find like the next week I'll have like a breather week where I'm like, oh, thank God, like I can just have a bit more of a relaxed week. Maybe I've got some more client sessions that week. And I always find that when I slow down, the abundance really pours in, and I'm like, okay, like this again really works. So slowing down creates abundance because it creates a space which we need in order for new abundance and opportunities to come to us. It allows us the time to reevaluate, realign and pivot if necessary. It allows us the time to look at what's in alignment and what's not, and, you know, make positive shifts to create that alignment again, which creates that abundance. So really, slowing down is an interesting one, because I think so many of us are scared to do that or think it's really counterintuitive to slow down when actually we want to speed up. We want to get to that manifestation. We want that abundance. We want that promotion, whatever it is. So I have to push. I have to do this. I have to get this done, Emma. But really, actually, by slowing down, and I find this with like productivity as well, I find that when I slow down, I'm actually the most productive. But when I have a day where I'm like, go, 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 push, 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 let's do this, Emma, let's get all this stuff done, I actually find I'm like so much more procrastinating 180. And I'll find that like I get more frustrated that I'm not ticking more things off my list. But I actually find sometimes when I go, obviously still have a structured day, like have a good morning routine, like, you know, get up at a reasonable time. I'm not saying like slow down of like get up at 12, don't have a morning routine, because that would just cause chaos and I wouldn't get anything done if I did that. But as long as I have a more slower, expansive day where I'm not pressuring myself to get 10 million tasks done, I'm not pressuring myself to do X, Y, Z, I find that I get so much more done because I have more of a slower approach, but it actually speeds me up in a little bit of a way. So I find that even with my workload, this can really help and really relates as well. So we can see, and I think we're so conditioned to see slowing down as, you know, losing out, pulling back, but that's going to make me further away from something. Well, I hope all these examples I've proven to you today that by going on holiday and my business still absolutely earns money, and actually sometimes more, because I'm relaxed, I'm chilled, I'm not focusing, I'm not worrying, I'm enjoying life. So that energy in itself is like so magnetic to abundance. Again, in my workday, if I'm slowing down and creating more expansion and space, I'm creating the container, the space for opportunity, for abundance and flow and happiness and joy to enter my life. When someone allows themselves to slow down and allows that inner work to come up, or whatever it is, it doesn't just have to be inner work that can come up, it can be lots of different things. We allow ourselves to receive, and when we slow down and we process and we look at the inner work and we give ourselves that time that we really deserve, that quality time, you will feel so much more abundant in self-love and self-care. You will feel so much more abundant in monetary, financial, because it will be flowing to you because you're more in that energy. You will feel so much more abundant in life, in joy, because you are creating the time, the space. And it really is that pivot back to self-love, isn't it? It's that pivot back to alignment of sometimes we need to slow down to speed up. And it sounds weird. It sounds like, Emma, how on earth does that work? But trust me, it does every single time, because when we slow down, we're able to do so much more because we're coming from an energy of expansiveness. We're coming from an energy of alignment, rather than a chaotic, all over the place, frantic energy that feels restrictive, feels like, you know, even just probably listening to that, you're like, no. So it's really finding the energy that is in alignment with you, and slowing down allows you to do that. So slowing down creates a lot of abundance in your life, in every area of your life, literally every area. It's unlimited. And I feel like, and when Watkins, my publisher, read the finished chapter of Slowing Down, they were like, oh my God, yes, 100% get it, 100% needed. And, you know, it just wouldn't have worked in the healing stage, because in order to identify your hurt, in order to identify your limiting beliefs, fears, blocks, resistance, misalignment, you have to slow down to even, you know, start to dive into that, start to create the space for any of that inner work or any of that abundance and shifts to happen. So I knew it needed to go in the hurt section. I trusted the process, and it's echoed throughout so much of my work and echoed in so many of my life experiences as well. And has allowed me to heal so much, like in my physical body, hormonal side, stress-wise, chronic acne-wise, and yeah, healed so much abundantly for me in my personal life and my work life as well. So definitely recommend it as a practice, definitely recommend it as a whole. And I'm just so excited for all of the amazing spiritual queens who are going to come and learn even more about this in so much more depth, and all of what I've covered in this podcast, and all of what's included in Attract Alignment Abundance with me from the 6th of June. But all the information is on the link below about the course. So go have a read of it, see if it's for you. And obviously I would be so honored to welcome you into the course, and I literally cannot wait to create so much joy, magic, happiness, and alignment all with you this June. But thank you so much for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would absolutely love, love, love to see you again soon. Don't forget you can join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a fabulous week, whatever you are up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.